founded his company in Dallas, T. The biggest state in the land of the free. Destined for Vidya, or so we're told. Made his first game when he was 12 years old. Randy Gifford, founder of Gearbox Games. He opened his studio to much uproar. Came on the scene with Half-Life Op 4. Points to every console, there ain't no harm. Finally made her see with brothers in arms. Randy Pitchford, founder of Gearbox Games. He gave his word that he'd welcome the last entry of Duke Nukem. Though he hoped for a timeless hit, forever it's known as a pile of shit. Randy Pitchford, now living down that shame. Not to come home with an empty hand. The studio pumped out the borderland. The hopes for a quality sequel lurched when the one at the helm was Anthony Birch. Randy Pitchford, Reddit games are so lame.
Feminism is awesome!
They'd all shout. Stole a few assets but got found out. Damage control is new thing to do. Threatened a crippled kid with lawsuits too.
Randy
Pitchford, you're the one to blame. His games aren't big and his games aren't the best. Battleborn bombed and it's all still a mess. Signals his virtue more than most by singing songs about his Twitter posts.
Randy Pitchford, we've given up his name. Randy Pitchford, we've given up his name. We've given up his name.